Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Last Call Lambo. I am one of your hosts, Aaron Alice. With me, as always, Monty Moore. Monty, how are you doing today?
I am doing great.
How are you? It's early.
It is early. 3 p.m. for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 8 a.m. ready for work. It is the evening here at 6 o'clock. With us, big special guest, big time special guest. The return.
The Steelers' newest quarterback.
Justin Fields joins us today. The return of the lovely sandwich.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm so happy to be back.
I'm so excited to see you again.
I feel like I'm just riding high.
Do you remember how the show goes?
Yeah. Nope. Don't even remember what it's called.
We just sent a link and she showed up.
Yeah.
Well, if you are new to the show, like Sam, we build a drink on this show. We start with the booze, the most important news of the week, then the mixer, less important, and the garnish, which is always chaos and lovely. Most important, the best. On that note, what is everybody drinking tonight?
This morning. I have a tropical Vizzy.
Ooh.
I bought a variety pack, and this flavor is papaya passion fruit.
That sounds so wholesome.
It's gonna get me fucked up. So,
In honor of a special guest, I made a little concoction I like to call vodka and lemonade.
Oh,
yeah. Imagine, have you guys ever heard that combo before?
No, what? Why is that an honor of our special guest?
I'm allergic.
I don't know.
She's allergic to lemons.
Oh yeah, that's true. You are.
What the fuck kind of sick joke is this?
That's amazing. I'm gonna say that subconsciously I did that on purpose.
All the liquids. You're
allergic to lemon. What the fuck is your problem?
You're allergic to them even when they have AIDS?
I'm arguably more allergic
to you. I am drinking. It is today, the 28th, is Black Forest Cake Day. So I've got whiskey and chocolate simple syrup and cherry syrup.
Ooh, that does sound pretty good.
Delicious.
Yeah. It is very good. And also my birthday's on Saturday, so it's like a birthday cake kind of thing. So we're going with that too.
Yeah.
Wait, is Black Forest cake the same thing as German chocolate cake? Or are they different?
No, Black Forest has cherries in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
German chocolate cake, I think, has nuts in it.
Okay.
Which I'm allergic to. So do you have a slice of that on hand?
let me grab one from the pantry.
Put some peanuts into your drink.
This is an all allergy show.
Monty, what are you allergic to?
Yeah.
Cats.
Fox.
Come transfer your energy through the camera.
This is gonna be a home run episode for sure.
Oh fucking A. On that note, our drinking rule. Opening day is today. So baseball puns, which we think we've done before. Matt Pickett will so kindly confirm.
I'm fairly confident that we have, but it's too perfect.
I think we did it when I was still hosting.
Yeah, was that like 1999?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so let's jump into it. There's not a ton of news to cover, but
it hasn't already been covered by the time you're listening.
Yeah. So this week was the owners' meetings in Orlando, and despite getting a lovely coach's picture like we do every year, there were some things that happened. In particular, we got to hear from Goot and Mark Murphy and LaFleur about kind of their thoughts on what happened in free agency. And particularly, I think we got really to hear from Goot about what happened in the Aaron Jones conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing really dramatic. He just kind of said exactly what we assumed happened is they did ask him for a pay cut. And he didn't want to take it. And that he said, unfortunately, like, we have to kind of plan for the team and made our decision. So it sucks. And he was sad, but it is what it is.
I mean, it definitely sounded like, you know, he had already said he absolutely expects to have him back, so he wanted him back, and he sounded disappointed that it didn't work. But I mean, again, they got a great contingency plan, so
yeah, right. Yep,
they have the best contingency
plan. Yeah, like they're always ready. And we said this like before, Aaron, like if you approach a player and say, you know, we want you to take a pay cut, and they say no, you better be ready to actually release them, right? Then, because otherwise no one's going to take that seriously ever again.
Well, it happened so fast. It was the Packers are trading for Josh Jacobs, or not trading, signing Josh Jacobs. And then we were like, oh my God, Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs. And we didn't even get to finish that sentence. And they were like, by the way.
Yeah, God. That was the best hour of my life.
Was it even an hour?
I'm not sure it was even an hour.
He also, like, I don't know, like, the draft's obviously coming up, and he didn't say anything revolutionary. There was a lot of coach speak from the three of them, except, not from Mark Murphy, because Mark Murphy doesn't have coach speak anymore.
No filter.
The older he's getting, the less he just gives a, like, he's retiring in a year. Like, he does not give a fuck.
He just reminds me of, he says whatever now.
Absolutely giving no shit.
Very endearing.
Yeah. But Goot kind of said, like, he said that, like, we're good at offensive line. Like, I feel comfortable, like, with where our team's at. Like, so this draft is going to be really fun because there are a couple of holes. But, like, it's kind of like what we were saying last year. Like, there's just, they could really go any direction. Mm-hmm. So be prepared.
What do you guys think that after these free agency moves, what do you think their first round draft pick is?
I feel very confident guessing that they are going to take offensive line.
Same.
Yeah, that's where I think they're going to go.
Aaron,
I would have said corner, but before these, you know, this week and these interviews, he sounded like, and obviously this could be smokescreen and all that, because, you know, GM's part of their job is to, you know, publicly lie until things happen. But I mean, he sounded very confident in who they have, like, in the cornerback room. Like,
They really like Keyshawn Nixon.
Yeah, like they made the decision to sign Keyshawn Nixon back after he said, you know, he felt more confident bringing him back after they talked to Jeff Hafley, meaning like Hafley thinks he can use him to the best of his ability and put him in the best position to win. So I'm not saying that they don't need to add to the cornerback room, but I don't expect it to be early. Like I would have maybe a couple weeks ago. No longer
an urgent need.
Yeah.
See, the only reason that I would agree offensive line would be where I kind of think I would like them to go, because based on what I've read, I am not a draft person, because for me, it's best player on the board. Like, that's what I think they'll tend to go with, because I think they're in a very
comfortable spot that for their first round.
Right. So that's partially why I don't necessarily think it's going to be offensive line. The other reason I don't think it's going to be offensive line is because I feel like they find more value in offensive, like they will find someone later. Like, I don't think they prioritize that because they have confidence that they can mold someone, unless it's the best player available at that point, then go for offensive line. I just think that they have more confidence in their system to do that. But I would very much like a tackle pretty highly prioritized, because Rashid Walker, while he was really good, I just think that you lost Yosh. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, right?
And you lost, like, Yosh, and all you have is really Zach Tom. Like, you know,
that's the thing. Like, like you mentioned, they are, you know, they have a pretty good batting average later in the draft, you know, for offensive linemen. But
it took me a second. I was like, what a weird ass fucking comment
here.
But like you just talked about, it's like Bakhtiari's gone. You've also, John Runyon is gone. Like, Yosh is gone. Mm-hmm. So really, you're a Rashid Walker or Zach Tom ankle injury from shuffling your entire line. So, like, you're moving Jenkins
and
back to left tackle. Like,
we've seen injuries on the line how many years in a row now?
Right. Like, they've got guys like that they've been carrying on the practice squad and everything. Like, you know, they got Luke Tenuta and guys like that. But the way this draft looks, I mean, it's a bad safety draft, so they're not going to fill that need in the draft early. I would be shocked if they did a running back early. This is the one year I don't think anyone has mocked a wide receiver to them in the first round. and they don't do it anyways.
That would be jarring if they did that.
That would be arguably the funniest year for them to pick a receiver for Jerome.
The way it looks to me, I feel like it's either going to be an offensive lineman or an edge rusher. And I just feel like there's so many of these linemen that are just like Green Bay picks that seem like the tackles that can play all over the line. Mm-hmm. They love having a solid O-line and a deep one where they can rotate guys around. So that's why I think it'll be there. And by the way, I think they're going to take three offensive linemen.
I think they're going to select a lot of.
I just think one will be in the first round.
Yeah. I think I would like that because of all the glaring holes. I don't know enough about draft picks to know where the sweet spot to pick one in this draft would be. But my feeling is just they're going to do best player available, whoever the fuck that is.
Don't they have 11 picks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just like last year. Do you see them pulling what year was that they drafted two first round players?
That was 21. That's when they took Wyatt and Quay.
Yeah. Yeah. I could kind of see them trying to, because I don't think anyone really
traded up to get two. They got two and then.
No, but didn't they trade up when they picked Jair?
Oh, yeah. Goots first draft. They traded back. No, they traded back. They
traded out of the first round. Yeah.
But I could see them trading some of those picks.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think they were going to take 11 players last year.
I can't believe they took 11 last year.
And they did. I don't expect them to do that twice.
Yeah.
Because they need, you could say that they needed to last year, even though we didn't expect it because they clearly needed to restock the cupboard. They did it at tight end. They did it at receiver. And
restock the cupboard.
That was such a great
cupboard though made you sound like you're 80 years
grandma.
Old.
Grandmother.
Restock the cupboard, my dear.
But like
you sound like you're about to shove a bunch of kids into the oven. You sound like a witch.
Hey, what I do off camera is none of your business. But I mean, they don't have that many roster spots this time, right? So, I don't think they're going to take 11 guys. I feel like they're primed to package that Jet second rounder and move up, whether it be, move back up into the first and take another player. But, those five in the top 100, I'm not sure they're going to use all.
There's
five.
No way.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if they trade for a vet player in the middle of the draft. I think that.
Well, and again, it's like how the board falls too, right? They might trade back because they picked at 25, right? I mean, if the board, if they like it, they'll trade back. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think, because obviously there's the value in the fifth year option with the first round. But I would not be surprised if they try to trade for a vet player because they need linebackers. And from everything that I've read, again, not an expert, this is not a great draft for linebackers and safeties. And those are two huge needs.
Safety, linebacker, tight end, and running back are not good in this class.
Yeah. So I would not be surprised if they try to trade for a vet. But although we've talked about this before, Halfley has played with Isaiah McDuffie. He may be really confident in him. And I know the Packers really like him. And he did really step up, especially in the run game this past year. When Campbell was out with injury. But I don't know if I feel super confident with him and Quay together. No.
And you need a third anyway. You're going to be playing three linebackers a lot. They like McDuffie probably more than most fans do. But again, you could definitely upgrade from him and you just need bodies. It was just the free agent linebacker market was complete garbage. So I do expect them to take one, and I maybe in the second round, I'd be okay with them spending a second rounder on a linebacker because they're gonna need one. But I think I've said it a couple times, it feels like by default that's gonna be the weak point on this team by the time week one gets off. Linebacker is going
to
be.
We're back to before Devondre. We were all God damn, they don't have a linebacker. And now we are going back to those days.
Because, like, as it stands right now, like, Quay would be, like, the middle linebacker, and it sounds like they don't really want that. Like, they want him to play more, like, weak side and, like, use his speed and be able to
– we saw him last season. He was everywhere.
Yeah. So, like, they need someone that can play the middle, which that's tough, right? Because are you going to ask a rookie to play middle linebacker and, like, wear the green dot and all that? So, like, it's going to be interesting. Hopefully, the way this new defense is going to be, though, the D-line is going to be much better, and they're going to have a chance to be more dynamic, and the secondary is going to be able to cover the way they want. So, linebacker.
I can't wait for this new defense. I can't wait.
I'm excited. Yeah. I am getting ready. I'll have my fingers ready after every game just to have my fingers ready after every game so that I can start writing my Jeff Hafley career games aloud guide if I have to.
There we go.
For anyone curious as to what the fuck I'm talking about, I wrote a Jeff Berry. What the fuck?
we don't want that. We do not.
I wrote a Joe Berry guide.
It was amazing.
The career games that he's allowed in his time as a defensive coordinator. And it was like,
it was too many. It was a great
10 per season, at least.
It was a great article. Over 7. It was a great article, but I was mad at how long it was. Cause I was like,
yeah.
There's so many games.
So long to write that thing.
It was incredible.
Part of it is a joke. Someone was like, what if someone put together a list of all the career games that he's allowed? And I was like, yeah, what if
I'm gonna have to do this, aren't I? Yeah, that I gave that idea to Dusty Evely one time. I went to him and I said, can you let me know the former quarterback what happened every time someone mocked him with the belt? And see if, because it always felt like he would go on a tear, like, after he...
Two guys tore their ACLs doing it.
Right. The only guy get hurt, like, doing it, like, celebrating a wrong...
Yeah, Steven Tulloch on the Lions, like, he did it again after sacking him, and he, like, tore his ACL.
The funnier one, though, not that injuries are funny, but the...
No, these are funny. These are funny.
No, these are funny.
Was a Bears player. They were playing the Patriots and were down in the fourth quarter, like 40-10 or something.
Was Lamar Houston.
Yeah. And he sacked Tom Brady and then did a celebration and tore his ACL.
Wait, can I ask a question? Aaron, when you began this conversation of mocking the bell, did you say his name?
No, I said,
no, he did. She didn't.
Okay.
Wait, whose name?
Conscious effort.
The guy.
Jeff Berry.
Please don't make that your name for the week.
I'm definitely going to. If there's not a better
Jeff Berry's defense,
if there's not a better candidate, I'm definitely making it Jeff Berry.
You're gonna get some fan mad and be like,
"You don't even know who the coordinator is,
and he's not even the defensive coordinator anymore." Sounded like Goofy with a fucking
quick say I
throat.
Yuck. But yeah, I mean, no matter what happens, I'm sure the Packers will throw a curveball in the draft, and we'll all be wrong.
Good one.
Wait, I forgot what my secret one was already. What was it supposed to be again?
Sacrifice fly. I don't have any liquor, so I'll just like chug
a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, Goot really didn't say a ton because obviously he's keeping like his plan pretty close to the chest. He's not obviously like,
why are you broadcasting it to the world?
Yeah.
I did like that he talked about, you know. Obviously, he was asked about the Jordan Love, like, when are they going to extend him, blah, blah, blah. Like, we know it can't happen until May.
Oh, he said they're working on it.
Yeah, he said they...
Is that, like, technically tampering? Is that, like...
No, he's on the team. You can't...
I know, but I don't know. I'm just like, does that break a rule? Because you're it not...
Only,
they're going to, like, disqualify Jordan Love from the entire league.
They're just... Yeah, because I mean, they're just talking about an in-house extension. It would be tampering if, like...
That would be really funny. And upset. Well,
that would be the most ridiculous. That would be the most ridiculous fucking thing.
Whatever that one extreme aggregator account, like NFL Updates or whatever, was like, Packers and Jordan Love have been like discussing a contract. Like, no shit, they've been discussing it since
November 1st of last year.
He can sign, I believe, is May 3rd.
Yeah, like From what he, like, I'll ask you guys this. Do you think it'll get signed before camp?
Yes.
When does camp start?
It's like always July. Generally, yeah, July. Like July-ish.
Oh, it'll be done before May. It'll be done before May's done.
Yeah. I think it gets done. I think it gets done like during OTAs. Because
they're,
like,
I mean, they're working out all that money now. He just legally can't say yes.
Because here's
I think it gets done before their break, which is like mid-June, I think, when they're off until training camp. I think it gets done before then.
Yeah.
The only reason he's gonna come back to sign it. Like, I think he'll be sign it and then go on vacation.
The only reason I think it could take a little longer is just because. And now they've had a lot, like, they're going to have a lot of time to, like, work out the semantics and, like, the details, obviously. But, like, if you look at some of these other contracts, right? So, like, Burrow and Herbert and, like, Mahomes are, like, that 51 to, like, 54 number, right? Everyone was talking about, you know, worrying about giving him the Daniel Jones contract. He's obviously going to get more than 40. It's really going to be interesting because – if you could give him, like, is he going to be the highest paid quarterback? Like,
No.
I don't think so either.
I wrote about this a few months ago, back when Jordan Love started playing really well. Mm-hmm. And two quarterbacks who are going to get extensions either this offseason or midseason, Tua and Trevor Lawrence. And I think his number is going to be around one of those guys, whatever they get. And they're both going to get more than whatever Daniel Jones is getting.
I've been saying like, again, this, like, obviously I don't know, guarantees and all that stuff is different. But like, when it comes down to like APY average per year, I'm going to say like, he's going to be like 52.
You think that much?
I don't know.
It's for sure going to be 50.
Like between 45 and 50.
Yeah, I was thinking like between 45 and 50 as well. I think
they're going to tack on a bunch of incentives like they did with his extension that he signed last year. And he reached all those incentives. So I think I don't know. And I also think he's a little bit different than the other guy who he might be willing to take a little bit less to keep the team.
Okay, so I was going to bring that up, right? So the reason I think it's at minimum going to be 50. Like, that's probably the floor, is because the cap just skyrocketed.
Oh, and it's going to skyrocket again.
It's going to do it again. And like,
well,
what leverage do the Packers have?
Don't use that word again.
but we're back to that, right? Like, and I don't think it's going to, obviously, right. I don't see this getting contentious. I don't think there's going to be a big argument.
No.
I'm just saying the reason I think it's 50 is because you don't have a backup plan, and you shouldn't. Like, you, like Goody even said it in this interview. Goody even said in that in his availability this week, like, it's not only about how we performed last year. Like, we've known it. We've had him in the building for 4 years. Like, we know, like, everything about him inside and out. Like, we've developed him. You're not going to turn around and then be like, what about maybe taking only like 45?
Right.
Just because.
Well, and like, I think to your point, and it's something that we always forget, I always forget, is the Packers overpay when it's a longer contract because they know that it's going to be cheap in a few years with the cap. So that is a great point that everyone's going to freak out. They always did it with the other guy's contract, saying like,
you're going to get
way
sticker
too
shock.
Much money.
Okay,
but then like 2 years later, with all of the other contract extensions and new contracts, like, it is dirt cheap.
Oh, and it's like always a player that's worse than them that ends up resetting.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
End up being like, thank God they signed him to that deal back when.
You've successfully changed my mind. It'll be over.
Yeah, good.
Because, like, look what's happening with Dak, right? Like, he's technically going to a lame duck year. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to give him $1 billion.
I think you have to. I think he's played well enough that what other options do you have unless you have, like, a top 10 pick next year?
They don't.
What more do you fucking want from me?
Right.
Yeah, like, they're going to
shit the bed, but, like, that happens to
you could do a lot worse than Dak Prescott,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing with Jordan.
He's a top five quarterback in the NFC. Like,
for sure.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing with Jordan Love.
Top three, honestly.
That's the thing with Jordan Love is, like, they don't have, again, like, this was the plan, is for him to be the guy, and that's happening, right? The only thing I wonder is, I bet you the Packers probably want to do like a 5-year deal, and I wonder if him and his agent are like, how about just 4? Four is the, like, I think 4 is the minimum. Like, I don't think you ever take a 3-year deal.
I just put something in the chat. If you just,
oh yeah, it's incense.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was like bubbles in your fish tank. That's not a fish tank. It's a snake tank.
I just see smoke back there. I just wanted to make sure.
I was looking at the oven and I'm like,
I gotta go. My apartment's on fire.
It's like the other night when we were recording, watching stuff, the tornado siren started going off and I had to step aside.
I don't
know.
Jordan Love, if he continues to play well, obviously, but like, mm-hmm. I mean, he's their guy. Like, they always find a way to keep their quarterbacks for 10 plus years. Like, they're gonna, I don't know. I don't,
if I'm Jordan Love,
I don't think,
and I don't think he wants to leave.
Because also, like, Jordan Love's leverage is like, you only have one season of tape on him. So the Packers could argue, like, Daniel Jones had one good year of tape. Yeah. So like, I think the leverage is honestly like pretty even, but I do think that the Packers will, like, they'll ask for more money, and the Packers are just going to be more flexible because they usually pay more to their quarterbacks. And
he can walk in there. He can walk in there with his agent and say like, okay, like, let's lay all the cards on the table. Right. I kept my mouth shut for 3 years. Right. I always only said the right thing. And obviously, yes, he wasn't
necessarily. I made this locker room fall in love with me. Like, everybody loves me.
He wasn't necessarily ready right away, but like, obviously, but he sat there, like, took his lumps, never opened his mouth and said anything bad. And then during, you know, like, during this process, like, he was handed over the youngest team in the league and like a bunch of kids that didn't know what they were doing for half the season. And that had an effect on how Jordan Love played. And then they really got their shit together, and they were one of the best teams in the league for half the season. So, and again, like, he's sitting there as we sit here today and can say, this was your plan.
Yeah. Like, and now our guys are healthy.
Yeah. Like, this is what you wanted in 2020.
Yeah.
And like, now it's time to like pay the piper. And like we said,
I think his deal is going to have a lot of incentives tacked on, like MVP, Pro Bowl, All Pro.
I really do wonder. I've said this a couple times, and it would be surprising because it's a complete opposite of what they do, but they're in a position to do this. They typically only like guaranteeing that money like the first like year, maybe two, when it comes to like the bigger deals. But like, they have a chance to really front load the shit out of this deal because everyone else on offense is cheap for another two to three years.
The first guy that you have to worry about is Christian Watson, who still has 2 years left,
or right? Dubs. Like,
yeah,
I think it's going to come down to one of those two, by the way. I don't think
they're not keeping both of them.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to keep both. So again, yeah, the first guy you're gonna have to worry about is one of those in 2 years.
Yeah.
Right.
So like, they could get really creative with this. And you know, they, like, next year is the real year that they're gonna have like money to spend, even after they get this Jordan Love contract done. So it's gonna be interesting.
Right. I just got an idea. Aaron, you need to write this down for garnish ideas. Contract clauses in players' contracts.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good.
So yeah, basically, I mean, we're on agreement.
Done that, but maybe,
like, we're basically on agreement. Like, the Packers aren't going to strike out with this. Like, they'll figure it out.
I gotta give it to you. You always like make it just like roll off the tongue. Like, it comes.
I know, me. I am very not smooth. Half the time I'll laugh before I say it, and then the other time I'll just smile, and then the other time I'll like pause, like I'm telling like a horrible joke in a movie, and I'm looking at the camera, breaking the fourth wall.
Benny just farted.
Is that a drinking rule?
Yeah, does that count as him contributing, like barking?
No. Oh, it's so bad.
You sound like the peanut butter baby.
Uh. All right. Well, we've spent 30 minutes talking about Goo. We haven't even talked about LaFleur. LaFleur didn't really say much. Like he really doesn't ever have to
say much. He's so beautiful.
I think the biggest, yeah, he just has to sit there.
Just sit there and look pretty in the picture, yeah. The coach's picture.
I think the biggest thing that he said was he reiterated kind of his excitement about Josh Jacobs, particularly in the passing game.
Yeah.
So I think that's, not that that's surprising, but it's just fun to hear that he's excited about it as well.
Can I ask you guys a question about that Josh Jacobs thing?
Mm.
Are you guys getting the vibe that this could either be the best thing to ever happen to the team or it could be the worst thing?
Martellus Bennett again.
So, okay.
This could either be so good or like so
here's
good.
How I look
I
at it.
I think it's going to be good.
The way I look at it is, and I like, before I like say this, like people are making too big of a deal that he said, oh, it caught me off guard. Or like, I was surprised because like, I'm not involved in that, in those conversations. LaFleur did. So people were like, oh, like does Goo not like communicate with the coach? Like it's clearly like he knows what kind of players LaFleur likes or wants in his offense. Yeah.
5 years now.
So right. it's not like he gave him a workhorse running back that's a bigger running back that could actually, like, he does have good speed. Like, he can hit the home run.
Like, hey, we know you like Aaron Jones. And we know you like A.J. Dillon. How about
I actually didn't even do that on purpose.
Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in the same guy.
Right, yeah. Like, it's not like he doesn't know what kind of players the coach wants.
Yeah.
So, right. I don't think – LaFleur was like, why the hell did he get me this guy? Like, what am I supposed to do with Josh Jacobs?
Yeah,
like,
right. Like, oh God, how terrible.
Didn't they inquire about trading for Josh Jacobs?
Jonathan Taylor.
No, but they also, like, yes. I saw a report come out that, like,
yes,
when the like Raiders before, were kind of going through this dysfunction.
They tagged in.
The Packers were one of the teams that were listed.
Like,
Okay.
Like, Hawks.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do vaguely remember that. I think the underrated, and we've talked about this before on the show, but the underrated piece of this is the biggest loss, in my opinion, of Aaron Jones is not even what he did on the field. Like, on the field. It is the off-the-field stuff. Well, not, I guess, on the field, but his leadership in the locker room, like not his football ability, his leadership ability, his team player ability, like everybody looks up to him. Josh Jacobs has been a captain for multiple years on the team. So many players like have said like that they are like upset that he's even leaving.
The coach said it.
He's so sweet.
Right. Yeah. So like he feels like that's why I think it's going to be good, because he seems to make a huge impact on all of his teammates.
Oh yeah. It's a huge loss for the Raiders because of what Antonio Pierce said about, oh, I guess they just take the money. Like, you're really mad about this. Right.
He said like that, this one hurts. And then other players have said like when shit was like hitting the fan here and going crazy, like he kept us grounded. Like he was their kind of version of Aaron Jones. Like he was a leader. Like people looked, and again, he's a full 3 years younger. So you've had a young player that was a captain on a completely dysfunctional team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now he's joining
the same numbers as Aaron Jones, like almost identical numbers.
Right. Yeah. If Josh Jacobs is Josh Jacobs, the Packers aren't going to miss Aaron Jones' production at all. Yeah. Like it will be fine. Like,
I said this a couple weeks ago. He doesn't have a passing touchdown. That's crazy.
He doesn't?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
He catches 2024, baby.
He catches a ton of passes, but like the Raiders have had like Renfro and Waller, like those are red zone guys, so like they catch all the TDs. But like,
it's surprising what happened next. He hasn't broken off like a dump off, like, and I just surprising that it just hasn't happened.
I said this a couple weeks ago. Like him and Xavier McKinney were teammates at Alabama. They won a national championship. So like,
love them some Alabama boys. My goodness.
They went from a historically like competent and like winning organization, won a championship. One went to the Giants, a complete shit show. One went to the Raiders, another complete shit show. They went from like a great program like that historically wins to like complete chaos. Now they both get to reunite on another like great team that historically is well run and wins. Like they're excited to be here and they're both young. Like I think it's going to be really, really good.
Oh,
it's one of the most exciting off seasons we've had in a long time, because the last like 20 have been filled with drama. Yeah, it really is.
Off season since the Smith Brothers and Amos. Billy Turner.
Yeah. I forgot about Billy Turner.
Our sweet, crazy haired man.
And what you have, like, that's the other thing about. Wait, what'd you say?
Is Billy Turner on the Jets?
Yeah. Well, he was. Yeah, I don't know if he finished the season, but he was on there to start the season. And that's the other thing, too, is like, he's got with the Jets. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't talk about AJ Dillon coming back, but like, he's coming back on a dirt cheap contract. Like, you've got a running back now. Mm-hmm. That like he's gonna have to earn his spot. He doesn't have his contract is absolutely nothing. Write a
manifesto on why I don't think just AJ.
But you've arguably got two running backs now that can come in and like close a game. Like they're your.
It's gonna be really interesting for that. I want to see what they do with running back because I feel like
they're gonna take one.
But when they take him is big.
I'd be fine if they took him with the Jets
early.
I'd be fine if they took it with the Jets like second rounder.
You think?
Yeah.
Are there
I don't know enough about this draft, but I think
it's going to be top four rounds.
God, we need our draft experts in here.
If they take Jalen Wright,
draft like, Palooza, we will have one of those.
Jalen Wright is like Aaron Jones, so if they took him with like the Jets second rounder, I'd be fine.
That name, okay,
yeah.
I love how every draft episode is just Aaron and I going, "Oh, I've heard of him."
Jalen Wright from Tennessee.
If we've heard of them, we take it. Oh,
I've heard of Jalen Wright.
Yeah, he's like there. He's like the running back in this class that's like pure speed. Like,
well, something we talked about, because the reason I know who this is because my boyfriend is a Texas fan. Is the Texas guy like might be someone to watch because he's pretty good, but he tore his ACL. So would they be willing to?
The Packers love guys that tear their ACL.
But like they might like they like would they like?
I don't think they'd use a second rounder on him.
Late? Oh, not a second rounder for sure. But would they draft him late and then let him sit?
ACL stands for A. Come to Lambeau. Hey, come Lambeau. It just
you sound like Kevin when he stopped using like small words.
Oh man!
When
I don't know. That was
you. Word will do.
That was a foul ball, in my opinion.
Okay, you know what? I'm charging the mound, and I'm gonna punch you in the face. Then I'm gonna get us both in trouble.
Sam, I've missed you.
I missed you guys. Have me on more. I'll do it.
We will. We'll work.
Is that a threat?
We'll get a contract.
Is that a threat? Have me on your podcast,
or else. All right. Well, that's the floor. We've spent a lot of time talking about this. So the only real thing that, like, Mark Murphy was sassy. Mark Murphy, and made a comment about he's very bitter that the Packers, like, the Packers lease in Green Bay is not up for like 10 fucking years. So like,
and it could be as many as 20.
Could be as many as 20. And they have like in their bylaws that it's like impossible for them to like move unless like they would have to pass a bunch of laws, which would have to be passed by like the board of directors, I believe, including the share, like, and we have control as shareholders to pick the board of directors. So it's not happening.
How do they not own the field? How they own everything.
Like,
how do they not own?
Right. That's a great question.
Well, you know, Titletown's not technically in Green Bay either.
Oshawabanon.
Yeah, it's in Oshawabanon.
Where's that mayor? Have him come in and be like, isn't
that what the other quarterback smoked?
I'm going to drink to that. That was good.
Smoking on that Ashwabana.
There's your name.
It's too long.
Is that even going to fit?
Yeah, it's too long.
That's what she says.
That is what she said. But like Mark Murphy was very, like, he just didn't hold back in his comments on it, but it's nothing. He's just clearly sour that they broke off talks.
Yeah.
But the mayor of Green Bay basically released a statement.
Is Green Bay even going to be mayor when the contract is up?
Well, what I love is that his statement was like in an iPhone like notes app that he screenshotted. Cause like, you can see like the line from like the text. And he basically said like, no big deal. Like, we're going to work it out. Like, because like they have to, what, like, even if it was like let's assume it's possible for Green Bay to move. What is your leverage in this? Green Bay is probably responsible for like, or the Packers are probably responsible for like 99% of their tourism income.
It's like, yeah, it's like, purely like, this is all posturing. Like no one's really concerned. Like, it's one of those, the Packers are essentially trying to pay less money to rent Lambeau Field, which that's fine. They probably should try, right?
You know what I do if I'm the city of Green Bay? I say, you want to pay less money? Fine. Then we're going to sell the naming rights to the field. And we're going to give it to like fucking Nokia.
It'd be like Quick Trip Stadium.
No, it's got to be like Piggly Wiggly.
Well, if that happened, it would be like XYZ at Lambeau Field. Like, remember when the Broncos Stadium was like Invesco Field at Mile High or whatever? Like, it would be something like that.
Yeah.
And people you're gonna have to take a nap when you read that name.
It's like, nobody's concerned. Like it'll get done.
It sounds like that he had like just gotten off the phone hearing that, and he was just venting about it. Like
I did think it was funny though that the Mark mayor did call him up.
Believe this,
like he just got off the phone.
Like it is funny that the mayor like called him up and we're like, "Yo, we're not talking about this right now." He's like, "All right." Out in a year. What the fuck do I care?
Wouldn't it be funny if Mark Murphy was like overblowing this whole situation and the mayor was just like, no, like we can talk, but we can't talk right now. Like I have to take my daughter to gymnastics.
This son of a bitch.
Literally can't talk right now.
I can't talk right now. I have like a roast in the oven, like some stupid shit.
I'm blow drying my hair.
Isn't the mayor like bald?
I don't know.
He's bald.
Green Bay mayor.
Seems like also, a mayoral thing also to do like, being bald.
Oh, he is. He is kind of bald. But also, he would be the most unliked fucking mayor if he like.
Does he want to get reelected?
Let the Packers leave.
I'm taking. Imagine if the. I'm taking on the Packers. We'll see about that.
Imagine if the Packers left. That would be the most. They would like Packers fans would burn the city.
Milwaukee
to the
would welcome them. With
easily.
That is.
Schwabenon would. They'd be like, come here.
That would be
or Appleton. They'd probably move to Appleton.
Oh yeah.
That would be the equivalent of a 4-pitch walk for sure. That'd just be terrible.
Oh okay. You know what?
Yeah, I keep forgetting that we
have. We're out of here. He's out.
Unfortunately, people can't see you. That out.
I know. Oh, God.
All right. So that's all we need to talk about there. For the mixer, we're going to just touch on the new rules.
Yeah.
Because while they were in Orlando, some new rules passed. I don't even know how many. There are just
like
two.
Like 10? A lot of new. Like the, it's like a Bill of Rights was passed in the NFL.
That's a good garnish idea. What would be in the NFL Bill of Rights?
That's actually great.
It's a good one. Or specifically like team Bill of Rights.
Yeah, yeah, team specific.
The Packers Bill of Rights. Good God.
You have the right to get drunk as fuck at every home game. You have the duty to get drunk as fuck at every home game.
The new NFL rules, the biggest one, like we'll talk about that, is the, in my opinion, the banning of the what they call the hip drop tackle.
Yeah.
Which stupid. I don't know how the fuck they are going to.
Well,
how do you tackle a guy?
Players will adjust, but it's dumb.
The league showed, they put together a video of tackles, and it was like 1,000 different tackles, literally, and only a small percentage of them were classified as hip drop tackles. So I think there might be some hiccups when it comes to the refs learning how to enforce this rule, but
that's my worry. It's not necessarily that it happens.
It could cost someone a game at some point.
Yeah, it's not that I'm not worried because it happens constantly. I'm worried that the statement was, we trust our officials to call it correctly. Like, how can you say that? They don't like
that. But they are one of the rules that they've passed now is that with rules like this, like roughing the passer, hip drop, they are now allowing this to go up to the booth so they can overturn calls like this now.
which I think is the biggest, which I wish that I could trust that though, because they've had opportunities to do that. And they have like, because I think like what an unspoken rule is, and we've talked about this before, of like the NFL doesn't want to admit that they're wrong. And that is the biggest flaw when it comes to officiating. Because one of the best things that the NBA does is the 2-minute report. Mm-hmm. Where they come out and admit when mistakes were made. And it sucks because you have to look and see like, yeah, well, my team lost because you missed this fucking play. And that sucks. But at least there's an accountability, because acknowledging that mistakes are being made can be like, okay, we've made this many mistakes in the 2-minute report. How can we fix them? It at least provides an opportunity to fix shit. Yeah. The NFL constantly not overturning shit this year, this past season in particular, because they do not want their refs to look like they're getting it wrong on the field, is their biggest downfall, because you can't acknowledge that you're fucking shit up if on paper saying, well, we're perfect because we never overturn anything.
I do like that they have started doing that eye in the sky, like quick review. Like that has come in clutch like a few times, and they mostly get it right. Like, so that's good. So If this gets applied to that, where like whoever is that eye in the sky, like, is super honed in on like, was this a hip drop or not if it gets called? Right.
The problem is, not everybody is Dean Blandino.
Right. And
some
and
guys we know the league, are really bad at their job.
And we know the league doesn't like overturning what's called on the field.
Right. Because like, you stop the play. So you're like, well, we don't want to give it a.
When they had that 1-year trial of like, you can challenge pass interference, like, even if it was the wrong call and it was called, when it went to a review, they didn't overturn it because they don't want to admit that they made the wrong call in the first place. So, I mean, it's probably going to decide one game this year, right? If you like play the odds, like someone will get screwed.
And it's always a Thursday night game.
It'll be a prime time. Everyone's watching. Guys.
A ref fucks.
It'll have huge playoff and implications. Yeah. Yep. Like, yeah. Or in the playoffs, one of those.
The Packers are gonna get screwed by it, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be the Packers.
All the calls.
I don't think it's gonna be the Packers. I think
it's gonna be the Bills.
Or the Bills.
I feel like it'll be like the Broncos or some shit. It's going to be a coach that is like an absolute asshole. Like,
oh, well, good. Fuck the Broncos.
Sean Payton. Right. Like, yeah, it'll be fine. Like, it'll happen to somebody like Sean Payton.
That's right? Deserved. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Agreed. But I'm just saying that, like, that's what I feel in my gut. But although they're not going to be good, so it's not going to have like implications. But anyways, that's the biggest one. The other big one was the kickoff rules are changing, which I don't fully understand it. It's like an XFL rule, although the hybrid XFL, USFL or whatever it is not using it this year, which is very interesting.
The way I describe it, and I said this on Packaday last week, I believe, like, it's a good rule implemented by a worse league. So when it comes to the NFL, you're going to have better talent. Mm-hmm. All across the board implementing this rule. I actually like it because the kickoff has become
Keyshawn Nixon.
But I would like it even without that, right? Because the kickoff had become,
it makes it easier for teams to kick to other guys now too.
Yeah, every team except the Packers, because Keyshawn Nixon's a psycho and brings out every kick.
Yeah.
Right.
But everyone else not named Keyshawn Nixon just took a knee in the end zone. Like, the kickoff had become essentially a waste.
He led the league in kick return yards by like 1,000.
Yeah. And now, like, the onside kick is, there's no such thing as like a surprise onside anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you can only do it in the fourth quarter. I mean,
you can always tell though when it seems
about to happen. Yeah. Like, it's not a full surprise.
The onside kick was no longer exciting. But what makes it really good for the Packers is that the landing zone now is like, so basically what's going to happen is Keyshawn Nixon's going to return the kickoff, or the Packers get it at the 35.
Guys can't start running until
he catches the ball.
Gets it. Yeah.
See, and my problem is the other side of
the Packers having to cover that.
Having to tackle.
Yeah. So at worst for the Packers.
Re-signed Aaron Wilson. Thank God he's back, but
the Packers were one of the teams that voted against it, and I think for that reason.
Well, because Murphy said It would have been for it if it was like a preseason trial.
Oh, okay.
Before it gets implemented into the regular season.
We're going to see a Dan Connolly situation happen to another team this year. And I'm so excited for it.
Well, because basically what's going to happen is like the kicker is going to have to, if you don't want to get it to the returner, you're going to have to like pop the ball up really high, like basically like a sacrifice fly, and have them catch it in the landing zone.
You big bitch. You're a big bitch. Big bitch money.
I was
really good one.
That was good.
I was waiting. I was sitting on that one for like 10 minutes.
Are there still rules as far as like, because I know if you kick it, like the ball has to go a certain distance, right?
Yeah, it has to land. It has to land in what's known as the landing zone, which I believe is.
Oh, they're literally calling it the landing zone. Okay.
Yeah, I have a graphic.
What is this?
What did Tyler Herrick make this up? Yeah. An airplane nerd.
Just kidding.
So okay, yeah. So if the kickoff lands in the landing zone, which is between the 20 and the goal line,
okay,
it goes for a touchback. And that goes to the 20.
If it lands on the ground?
If it lands in the landing zone and goes and rolls into the end zone.
Oh, and okay.
Then the ball goes to the 20.
If it lands and it doesn't go into the end zone, you have to pick it up?
Yes, you have to return it.
Can you have to, or can you call a fair catch? What are the fair catch rules?
You have to catch it. What if a defender gets to it? Like, you can't just leave it?
No. Like, you have to, it either has to roll in. That's why, like, so kickers are going to, if they're good enough, they're going to try to get it to land in the landing zone without being a touchback, because then you have to return it. It's a live ball.
Got it.
You don't trust Anders.
So, like,
the neutral zone.
If some freak thing happens where, like, a defender squeezes through and gets to the ball before the, like, returning team, like,
then the kicking team gets it. Yeah, kicking team gets it.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, though, because you can't move until it's touched.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's why I was like, that seems like really chaotic, but it's like fucking like an Easter egg hunt or something.
So if it lands in the neutral zone, if it does not
our Easter egg hunts were really brutal. Everyone was just
people were dying.
If it doesn't go in the landing zone, or if it goes out of bounds, then it goes to the 40.
Oh, wow.
I do like that rule.
This
like,
is the NFL fun. Because the NFL complained that games weren't as high scoring.
Yeah. And then again, if it lands, all if these it goes.
I'm genuinely shocked they went this route, because I thought for sure they were working on banning the kickoff.
Yeah.
Well, this is probably the last
resort
before they ban it.
I think it'll be fine.
I think so too.
I think we're gonna get
used to
this rule pretty
quickly. I think I actually do like it too.
Yeah,
because I've seen a couple of clips of it and it looks weird, but like I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
but also we've only seen it, like you said, with like non-NFL talent. So
you're seeing it with better talent.
So it's either going to be better or worse than that. Yeah. Like for some reason, if it's going to be like everyone's returning.
It's a bigger benefit if you're a returner. It doesn't like having like the fastest guy on the field isn't necessarily the biggest advantage anymore on a kick return. It's guys that have good vision. And so yeah. Keyshawn Nixon, he's not the fastest guy in the world. Obviously, he's plenty
Rudy
fast.
Rudy Ford is the fastest guy in the world.
But he sees like he's got really good vision. He sees the lanes, and like now he'll be able to see those develop. Yeah, remember when he was on offense for one play, got a first down, and then never touched the ball?
Yeah, we all creamed our pants. I was like, oh my God, and then moved on.
Yeah, he got that end around against the Saints, got a first down, and never was on offense again. They're like, all right, that was fun.
It'll happen again. They don't want teams to expect it too much.
They paid him $15 million a year. Like, he's going to fucking do it again.
He's going to be playing a lot of nickel.
Like, do you think they're going to limit him in the return game? No,
I don't think so.
Do you think he's going to let them limit him? I feel like
that's one of the reasons that's one of the reasons you're willing to pay him what you pay him.
Yeah, because you get two for one with that.
Yeah.
Game. I would love two of him and one of
them. Eiffel Tower with himself. Just two Keyshawns.
My dream. Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
You can call the second one in from the dugout.
Damn it.
You get over here
from the bullpen.
That's right, the bullpen.
Also,
the bullpen.
I was reminded of, because you posted a thing from our group chat, and I was reminded of when you texted that, or you sent in the group chat that when you were at training camp, Jair and Keyshawn were the first two out on the field, and Sam replied and said, yeah, I'm like,
they didn't hear me. I did. They didn't hear me.
They probably heard you and chose to ignore you.
I was on the field. That was like right. that was during the field pass.
Right.
Access, yeah. So they might have heard me.
All right. Do we have any other thoughts on the rules? Is there anything else? I didn't hear anything about the rules. There's the
trade deadline.
The challenge flag rule.
The trade. Oh yeah.
Now if you can challenge three times as long as you win one of your first two challenges.
Yeah.
Which I actually like, and I feel like that's the NFL admitting like our officials kind of suck.
We intentionally tell them not to overturn shit when
we kind of screw up a lot. You want an extra challenge?
It's funny because like imagine a team wanting to throw it a third time, but they can't. They lost their first two, and the NFL is like, well, you shouldn't have thrown two bad challenge flags.
Right.
You shouldn't have pulled a Joe Philbin and thrown two on the first drive of the game.
That was the worst day of my life. I remember that day.
Okay, it's still not as funny, though, as when John Fox threw a flag for the ball coming at, going out of, like, or for
the Packers fumble.
Yeah. Because he thought it was like he said it was not a fumble. So he challenged that it a fumble that they recovered. And he challenged saying it was a touchdown. And then it showed that he fumbled into the end zone. And then the Packers got the ball.
They were like, actually.
That's the funniest challenge. Brett Hundley wins at Soldier Field. I remember that game.
Yeah.
Someone posted a clip from that.
Yeah, like today. Yesterday. Wow. No one that listens to the show.
Things just like fall into place.
So wait,
the universe is right again.
And the trade deadline got moved back 1 week, right?
Which makes sense. When you're adding weeks to the year, like adding games, might as well push it back.
Yeah, it's week 9.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's garnish this bitch. I almost forgot what the garnish was. Because I didn't write it down, apparently. So the Sweet 16 in NCAA starts
in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So what you probably think we're going to do is do some sort of bracket. No, we're not doing that. We are going the completely other direction with Sweet 16.
Clemson.
And if any of you millennials remember the show My Super Sweet 16, you will appreciate this garnish.
On MTV
during that peak MTV period when they stopped playing music. Yeah. So if players, coaches, NFL personalities were going to have a party, their next birthday party, and it was as extravagant and extreme as My Sweet 16, what would be the theme, the vibe, all those things? Yes. My super sweet, whatever age they are, birthday. Because
are there any number 16s in the league? Is anyone number 16? That's like the worst number. My God.
I thought you asked if anyone in the league was 16.
No.
Kenny Clark.
Yeah. He will be this year. Not yet, though. Jack Pod Lesney is for the Packers.
He's number 16.
What position is that?
Isn't he the third kicker?
He's the kicker.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we didn't talk about Greg Joseph.
Yeah.
Not real.
Kicking competition.
Oh, this guy's also new. He's the kicker.
No, the kicking competition. I can wrap that up real quick. It's gonna end with Anders Carlson.
Yeah, that's it.
Still as the kicker.
Yeah, it's gonna be Anders.
Yeah.
I still don't think he did it as badly. It unfortunately happened in a lot of bad moments, but I don't think he was.
The fifth round pick on him. They're gonna give him one more year.
It's not the field goals that's the problem. It's the extra points. He missed way too many extra.
Yeah,
points.
But we also don't know necessarily if that was his fault or if they have a problem with stuff. They've had a hard time kicking holders over the years. He finished the season
with a better
field goal percentage.
With a better extra point percentage, I believe.
Oh, extra point percentage?
No.
Because he missed the most extra points in the league.
The alcohol is setting in for everybody.
I'm thinking back to research that I did when I wrote about Mason Crosby's rookie year versus Anders Carlson.
He had a better field goal percentage than Mason's rookie year.
Yeah. Mason Crosby, I think, did make all of his extra points, but we also forget that they have moved the it. Extra point.
Yeah, I know it's only, I know it's only 5 yards, but yeah, it's not apples to apples.
Can you? I can't even kick 5 yards.
I mean, again, this is with no, obviously not in a game and with no one trying to block it, but
I want to focus on you so bad. Aaron, are you seeing that?
Yeah, that happens sometimes with it. It's probably the smoke in the background. It's like it's trying to alert us.
Like your camera's wearing glasses.
My place is engulfed in flames, so you have to excuse
me. He's turned into this is fine, dog.
But I've made a 40-yard field goal on the Titletown field.
Did you? When?
Yeah. Not this past year that we were there, but last year.
Was it being like held the same way and
no, I mean, yeah, there was no long snapper, and it was like just literally someone holding it. But yeah, but again, like,
was it a clean make, or did it like?
Yeah, there was no doink. It was doinkless.
It went was it right down the middle?
Doinkless.
How clean was this?
I felt pretty good about it when I kicked it. Like, I wasn't nervous.
You felt good about it.
Like, I knew it was good when I kicked it.
Devin Hester's ass cheeks.
That's you had a tweet funny. That was so funny with this picture. Sorry, I'm just playing with the
picture. Those are, Hall of Fame cheeks. It was when he got inducted now.
Into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Those
are Hall of Fame. People were calling me like a hater, and I'm like, chill out. That's the first thing I think of when I think of Devin Hester is his fat ass.
So funny.
It'll all be okay. He's a Hall of Famer. Fine.
All right. So is there any other rules that we haven't even started the, so is there anything else? Where we can the
no. And you introduced the garnish.
I'm so bad at it. What? Like,
you introduced the garnish already. So we can dive into it.
Okay.
The first player that I want to talk about is Josh Allen. Josh Allen is like my sweetheart of the NFL.
I love him. I don't know why they don't do it on like Twitter or anything, but the Bills social media account on TikTok is so fucking funny.
Oh yeah.
And they play up like they have a very good relationship with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Like someone commented at some point on one of their things that said like NFL players could not play in the NBA. And then they replied with like Josh Allen on a hoop, like clearly intentionally missing, but it was so funny. He was shooting like 10 shots and it was like bricks, like aggressive bricks. And it was so funny. And I'm like, this needs to be like they need to play. Like he's willing to do this. His personality. I want to be friends with him. He's like a golden retriever.
Did you guys talk at all about that video of him ripping his pants when he was in
Italy
with his girlfriend?
Yeah. And I was like, God, he's so mean. He walked in front and it's like
here's
and then they showed it. He was like covering his ass.
Here's my thing about the Bills though. Here's my thing about the Bills and Josh Allen is like they're very much teetering on that, like everybody loves them and they get all their flowers and people want to see them win, but like
he's the Tony Romo of this,
but they
modern
really
exactly
is.
Like they keep he's likable and all that, but like they keep not winning anything.
Whatever,
like
whatever. Well, I think Sean McDermott needs to try to tackle a different terrorism event. I just think that would freshen
a
things
little
up
less 9/11.
Yeah. That would freshen things up in the locker room, I think. Has he tried Nazi Germany and Hitler? Like, come on.
You can only be
the worst fucking sense out of context that I could ever fucking say.
It's gonna get cut. It's gonna get clipped. Have you tried being like Nazi Germany? You're getting canceled for sure.
Oh my God.
Like that's the thing, right? Like when there are these teams that like everybody loves and like is behind and like their social medias are so good, like but like if you're a Bills fan, it's probably starting to get like less endearing.
Can we stop joking and start
can we win something, please? Right.
Like, well, okay. But can we talk about Josh Allen's super sweet 16?
Yes, yes.
Cause his
I will not talk about Sean McDermott's super sweet 16.
Just cardboard cutouts of Osama and Saddam fucking
with party hats on.
Party banner. This cake is shaped like the plane.
The pinatas are the towers.
Oh my god. So I guess we started with John McDermott. Aaron is the guest speaker. He's like the MC of the party.
Here's why I believe this party never happened. I almost did. Here's why I believe this. Hang
on. He's close enough. He said his first name.
Yeah, it's been a while since we shot Sam in the head.
Josh Allen. Yeah.
Wait, Monty, what are you drinking?
High Life.
Oh. Okay.
And my lemonade's gone.
He sent it all to you. All right, Josh Allen. Sweet 16 party.
He's got some, like, I'm thinking like a boy band performs at his party, like Backstreet Boys or like,
no, together. Remember Together from the MTV show?
Wait,
the hottest part of breaking up.
Yeah,
it's getting back your stuff.
You don't remember that show from?
I know my calculus. It says you plus me.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah. Well, the name of the band was Together. And the show, like, was
two.
Was it
the show was, oh, it no, the was, show was called
it was
Together.
Like a parody of boy bands. Yeah,
what years?
Chris Farley's brother was one of the guys.
2000.
I was seven, so
all right, that's it. No, you're out of here. Now you're ejected. Well, we know there'd be, I mean, it would be a big party, right? So we know there'd be a bunch of folding tables.
Yeah, so it would for party's sure over, be like,
when the party's over, all the folding tables don't get returned to the Rent-A-Center because they're all broken.
And he splits his pants at some point. For sure happens. Like, everybody is dressed. Like, that's the like dress like code, is you have to show up with split pants. So everybody's got split pants. For sure.
It's like on the invitation, it's like dress code, black tie, split.
Oh, that would be so good. All right, who else? Again, who else plays in the NFL? Patrick Mahomes. What would his Sweet 16 or theme, like, esque party be?
Well, I think it would be State Farm themed, right? So everyone would have to wear the Jake from State Farm uniform.
Is this about Patrick Mahomes?
Yes. Everyone would have to wear a red sweater and khakis.
Yeah, for sure.
So everyone would have to dress like Andy Reid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
No, Andy Reid would be in a Hawaiian shirt.
That's true.
Also, by the way, he's the only person. Like everyone else was in, like, normal shirts, and he had a fucking Hawaiian shirt on in the NFL.
Well, because now with Belichick out of the league, like, he's the Belichick of the NFL.
Right.
Like, he's been there forever. He's really good. Like, no one questions.
Who's Belichick after he leaves?
Matt with fucking LaFleur. No, Shanahan's got to win first.
I think it's Andy Reid. Like,
no, but after Andy Reid leaves.
Oh, after Andy Reid leaves.
Tomlin.
Yeah, probably Tomlin.
Yeah.
I mean, with less success, but
Tomlin. Sean Payton. He's also with less success.
No, everyone hates Sean Payton. Everyone That's loves true. Andy Reid.
Everyone loves Mike Tomlin.
Harbaugh, maybe?
Jim Harbaugh. It'll be Jim. Jim will embrace a weird old man. Yeah.
Are you guys talking about John?
No, Jim. I think Jim is more. Jim is more loved than John.
More of a goofy old man. Ooh. Like, yeah, I think John is more serious. A lot of serious. People don't like Jim Harbaugh. Yeah.
But a lot of people didn't like Belichick. He was just really good and like the old curmudgeon.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think Jim Harbaugh is good. I mean, at least John Harbaugh won.
Does he have a cool dog?
Right.
I don't know. Let's Google Jim Harbaugh dog. Jim Harbaugh dog.
but he'll have the State Farm dress code.
Monty,
the
Muppets will make an appearance. The week is Jim Harbaugh dog.
Just absolutely no.
Jim Harbaugh.
He'll have his family will not be invited. Yeah, his whole family will not be invited.
Wife and kids are in prison.
No,
brothers in prison.
With Brett Favre.
Oh God! Now her haters are gonna come.
Kermit
dad,
would be the
his dad can come. His dad
Kermit would be a guest. No, his dad got a DUI.
Yeah, instantly.
Yeah,
yeah, like after the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like a week after.
It was before the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. It was like
It was like his third
3 days before. Like it was very like it was less than a week before.
Does Father Mahomes have a problem?
You said that like that you sounded like the wicked witch.
The witch that's gonna shove kids in the oven. That
sounds like Father Mahomes has a problem.
Well, it's interesting because we should never forget that Andy Reid's brother, who was a coach for the Kansas
City. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Also, wasn't it his son?
Oh, his son.
Yes, it was his son. Yeah.
His son who
got a DUI.
Killed someone or almost killed
almost a child.
Yeah.
4-year-old. Yeah, yeah. Yep. So let's not forget about that.
That's cool.
Kermit the Frog would be like a keynote speaker.
Yeah, he would be
at the Mahomes MC. Party.
Yeah, he would be the MC. What would Aaron Donald for his next birthday party be
for his next birthday
birthday party?
See you next year is the theme.
Tuesday.
How the bride and groom shove cake into each other's faces. It's his cake is neck shaped and he just grabs it and shoves it into his own mouth.
Shoves it into people's necks.
Basically like a giant flesh colored cake.
That would look like a cake.
It would end up looking like a dick. Yeah.
No, you gotta have a little curvature at the top like a vase. What dick do you know that does this, Aaron? What kind of mushroom dicks? What? What the fuck?
Yeah, and it looked like a funnel. At the top.
When you did this, I was thinking like, and then it curves on the top.
No, it's gotta be like a vase for flowers.
Oh,
but it'll be a vase for bones.
I don't know. You're not helping your dick cause there.
Oh man,
a vase with like bones sticking out of it, like a flower bouquet.
Like a vase from fucking Coraline. Like what? Okay. I think that Aaron Donald's party should have a bunch of like speakers named Nick, but they'll call them Neck. Like Neck Nick Nolte, it'll be Neck Nolte.
My Necka.
Necky Minaj.
Neck Cage.
Neckless Cage.
Neckless Cage.
There's your name for the week.
They double booked the conference room for the chiropractic convention. And Aaron Donald is like, all these people need adjusting.
He'll do it. Yeah, he'll do adjustments to your neck.
Necky Minaj. Oh man, this garnish is getting rained out. I can feel it.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, that's not baseball specific.
Yeah, rain delay.
Football games get rain delayed.
They also play football on baseball fields, so drink.
I don't think that's how that works.
You don't just get to say baseball field.
Yeah, you're just naming baseball facts now.
Well, before we recorded, Sam was writing down baseball terms, and she wrote down base and ball.
I did.
Just call me bases. But I wrote loaded. Them
in reverse. I wrote ball and base. Wait, Aaron, what'd you say?
That was good.
Bases because I'm getting loaded.
That's so good.
That is really good.
Good Valentine.
Valentine!
You're getting loaded with dicks.
Vase shaped ones at that at the top.
Full of bones.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Welcome back. Travis Kelce, what's his look like?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, he's got a dad bod, apparently. So
I can't fucking believe that.
You can literally see his pectoral muscles.
Like, yeah, like.
Okay.
Well, I'm assuming his fake relationship would still be a big part of this party.
It's fake?
They're not. They don't like each other. That's...
Until Goodell says...
I'm sorry. It's just too far. It's just too far off. It's too far off from his... He's deviating too far.
It is like...
She's shaped like a wall. She's... It's too far off.
It doesn't make sense. It did kind of feel like in the middle of the season, like, I get why the NFL leaned into it, right? Because, like, they were getting hella publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she'll be a part of it. She'll perform. God, what's she going to perform? I don't know any of her music.
But there were people talking, like, obviously, we know how stupid people get with conspiracy theories, but they were like, the NFL wants the Chiefs to win
The Chiefs won because they're better than everybody.
Like the NFL doesn't need, they don't need Taylor Swift to be relevant. Like, that was the dumbest conspiracy theory of all time. That's
an added bonus.
And she doesn't need the NFL to be relevant. So, like, that was dumb.
Bigger than he is. She's bigger than the entire league.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so she'll perform. What are her songs? Doesn't she have a song called Red or something?
Yeah.
She'll perform Red because it's on theme for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And his brother.
Is this as far as you got?
We were talking about if their relationship is real or not.
Oh, I think it's real.
Jason,
Jason will be there. Oh, yeah. Jason will be.
Plant.
Jason will be the MC for the party.
100%. He's the MC for sure.
Yeah.
It's so specific. He'll fall into a plant.
Yeah. Didn't he do that after?
Oh yeah, he did. That's right.
Yeah,
he
fell into a plant at the casino or whatever. Oh. Yeah. That's all I got.
He'll be like he'll lead the whole thing. He'll be like the umpire of the party.
The umpires lead the whole game of.
Well, he's the head official.
He doesn't lead the game. That's like the announcer.
The umpire can call the game.
Who says like the game starts? Who's like and that's start?
Is that the umpire?
The MLB says it starts. And their games. Have you guys noticed their games start at very weird specific times?
Yeah.
Like the White Sox used to start their games at 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. Yes. I did know that. It's sponsored by 7-Eleven. Yeah.
Which is smart. Why doesn't the NFL do that?
Right.
They don't care.
Our games at 4:09 p.m. and be like, yep, this is sponsored by 4:09.
Because we're sickos and we'll watch it no matter what fucking time they start.
Yeah. I will not watch baseball. So.
Yeah, they could do like a 9-11 game start at 9-11. For Bills games start at 9-11. Sponsored by American Airlines. United.
Jets games in New York.
Oh, my God. I wonder if the Jets this year were sponsored by Boeing, because that shit fell apart week after week.
And that was a good one. I'm going to drink for that. It wasn't a
same
one, but.
Baseball.
Nope. Not drinking to that.
Well, I came out of left field.
Oh!
You bitch. You big bitch. You big bitch. I need to get another drink. Is that it for Travis Kelce?
Sure. Who else we got?
Jameis.
Crab legs for all.
Yeah, it's definitely getting sponsored by some seafood
Long John
conglomerate.
All guests have to arrive in an Uber.
But they arrive in an Uber at a supermarket, and you can only go to the party afterwards if you seal crab legs. Successfully without getting caught.
All guests must wear crab themed clothing.
A heist movie. We gotta get to Jameis's birthday party.
The crab job. Feel
these crab legs.
All guests must have crabs.
I immediately regretted saying the crab job because yes, crab
I really, and it's called. It's called. It. The movie's called The Crab Claws.
All right, there we go. That's my name. My name is definitely gonna be the crab job.
I can't wait for you to piss someone off.
Crab.
Okay, crab job.
Yeah, it's definitely that, and then there will just be W's everywhere. Like, no, everyone will have
food is W shaped,
or you have to show up with like as a person or character or a word that starts with W.
Like the
what would you guys show up as if you had to show up to Jameis's party? Is something that started with W.
Whiteface Willy Wonka.
Wait, why did you say that so quickly? Has this been on your mind? Why did
you, Willy and Wonka start with W? Why did you have to have white?
I had to add the third.
Wait, Monty, have you been thinking about this?
I'm having a W party.
You said it like 2 seconds after I asked.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would ask.
I don't understand why you added white face. You could have just said Willy Wonka.
Well, I can't show up as a black Willy Wonka because someone would get offended. Willy Wonka is not black.
Literally, I'm picturing your face painted like the color of paper. Like,
powder white.
Like you're a fucking ghost.
Like dead presidents. Like how they paint their faces white.
Aaron, what would you dress up as?
Probably like a bottle of wine.
Ooh, okay. Something. I would show up dressed as Jameis Winston. I would show up dressed as him, but no black.
Jameis Winston.
Dressed up as his fingers, like a W with a mouth hanging off.
How would that work?
I don't know.
A lot of paper mache.
That'd be a terrifying costume. Ma'am, can you please, leave? Yeah.
The three of us will show. No, we need a fourth person. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, yeah, I would put something tall on the top of my head, and then I would just walk in with my arms like this.
my arms spread out
like I'm doing the YMCA.
They'd be like this the whole night.
Or else they'd get kicked out.
Can someone help me go to the bathroom, please?
Someone pull my pants down.
Oh, my God. Should we keep going or do we got?
We got to at least one Packer.
We got to do Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
And we got to do Jair.
Yeah.
I would love
to do Jair.
Jordan Love. Okay, Jordan Love. We're still learning.
In order to get into the party, you have to make the heart hand symbol. Like you have to.
We do know more about him now that he's been on this press tour.
He like will not like he, like I joked, but I'm also kind of serious. Like I feel like if we invited him last call,
maybe we could get him on the show.
He's gotta talk to his agent,
right? Because he went on like even like some leadership conference thing. Because
oh shit! I thought Aaron, that was me because my laugh was bad sometimes.
We lost Aaron.
Aaron. The way that her face is frozen. Wait, you're back. Say something. Oh,
yes.
We lost the entire thing.
Okay. Well, essentially, yeah, I was saying
you said leadership conference.
Yeah. Matt LaFleur apparently recommended him like take these leadership classes or something. And so this week he did an interview with like somebody from that company about it. So yeah, my boyfriend found it randomly. He's like, they have like 300 followers on YouTube and he did this like interview. And I'm like, we can totally get him on Last Call Lambo if they're doing that shit.
This is a good time to talk about it. He was on a couple podcasts last week, this week. We got to listen to him talk to the worst basketball player to ever walk this earth, Thanasis Antetokounmpo.
Hey, respect Thanasis.
No, okay. No, I love that family, but my God.
Because Giannis would not be playing basketball if it wasn't for Thanasis.
And Thanasis would not be playing basketball if it wasn't for
Yes, it came full circle. 100%.
His personality.
He's a Nepo baby. He's
definitely, like, you can definitely tell that Jordan Love is, like, it's a little bit Gen Z. Like, some of the things that he says.
I like that we get to see his non-media voice. Yeah. Like, his non-media voice and tone and...
I don't know. It's just something about it, like, you could... Everything he says, you're just like, this is such a good person.
But yeah, he's just way more comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very charismatic. He seems like a really
very, dude. He's very good at
it. Find out what weird ass thing happens to him in the next 10 years.
He's
my money is on
this.
He's
going to
have, like a cockfight ring, like that he's doing. Like, he's going to be just like holding, like,
you think he's going to Michael Vick it, but with.
He is not going to have a cock ring.
With cups.
He's not going to have a cock ring? Is that what you just said?
You know, you got to change your name to Jordan Loves Cock Ring.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that'll go over very well.
Yeah, the league that just made fun of Caleb Williams is pink.
And then I DM him asking if he'll come on our show.
Okay, Jordan Loves Cock Ring.
Jordan Loves Cock Ring has requested to message you. Has sent you a message request.
Oh. Oh,
man.
No, but I did not get a chance to listen to the analysis podcast, but the Ryan Clark and...
You're not missing much if you don't.
Okay. But the Ryan Clark one and Channing Crowder... Like, I forgot the name of the show is. Do you remember the name of the show?
Gabagool.
Well, that's not it. Hold on.
Creepy shit!
The podcast
is Pivot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pivot was really, really good.
Yes. Ryan Clark is a great...
He's a great podcast host. He's really yeah.
fucking hot too. So
Like I love that they leaned into and they asked him so many just questions about like straight up like, you know, like what was it like waiting for so long? And like, you know, like people didn't believe in you. And Jordan Love was even giving him shit. He's like, no one in this room like believed. He's like, okay, so right.
That is. Jordan Carter was like, I didn't.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't.
We didn't believe in you.
Yeah, which is, that's why he's doing this tour. He's like, I want to talk to as many fucking haters as I possibly can.
Yeah. I respect it. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's super awesome seeing him come out of his shell. Because like we said earlier, like he has sat and said nothing. Even less than like Aaron Rodgers said when he was waiting in the wings. And
can you think of a single Jordan Love soundbite?
Oh, from also 2020? Aaron, drink, you bitch, drink. Oh,
she didn't say it. I didn't even catch
God
it.
God damn it!
God damn it! I didn't even say one last. I didn't say it last.
Oh time. Man!
I
was like a 2 week streak. But yeah, can you guys think of a single Jordan Love soundbite from his first 3 years in the NFL? Because I can't.
No.
None. No.
People just like walked in front of my house and they have three like gigantic pit bulls.
There's probably the Joker and Penguin.
No, we joke that I live in Gotham City. I live in a nice neighborhood. Like, there's not normal crime. Like, there's no like breaking and entering, like any of this. But then like crazy shit happens. Like, when there is crime, which doesn't happen a lot, it's like the fucking feds.
You're like Rico. You're Rico crime.
Like, yeah, she's Rico.
It's crazy. Like
Diddy crime.
Like 99% of the time there's not crime, but when there is, like it's like serious shit.
Aaron's like, I gotta go. There's a submarine emerging from the bottom of the street in front of my house.
Do you hear that? Sorry, a house just exploded.
Something like that.
Oh, okay, man. But
Jordan Love's party. I don't know.
All over the walls. It's gonna have like hater tweets and shit.
Why?
Like,
he's
receipts
guarded with his personality. Yeah. Like, I don't know. We still don't
he's
know
gonna show about. Up dressed like a CVS receipt, but with just like the haters all over it.
His girlfriend is gonna be the star of the show.
I was gonna say they'll definitely be volleyball. played because of his girl. Wait, girlfriend or fiance? Are they engaged? Or are they just dating?
I don't think they got engaged.
Not yet. Okay. It better be fucking happening.
Probably after the extension.
Yeah, after he. Yeah.
He's going to extend an offer to her.
In April, Jordan Love gets extended. And then in May, Jordan Love engaged.
That's what happened with like Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
All right, let's bring in the closer. Who's the last one?
I wonder who. What? Yeah, that was a good one. That was a very good one. What's Nick Bosa's party going to be like?
All white.
It's going to be a lot of
birding. It's an all white party.
Who's the guy that throws that all white party? Like that famous.
Isn't it Diddy?
Is it Diddy?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Wait, hold on.
No, I think it's like a producer. I don't think it's him, but I think he goes.
Diddy. It's Diddy.
Is it?
It's Diddy's all white party.
Michael Rubin holds the annual Hampton.
That's it. Party. Michael Rubin. Yeah. But I think Diddy goes to it.
Is Michael Rubin the Fanatics guy?
Is that who he is?
Oh, I just burped. I'm sorry.
Oh, drink.
Oh, yeah. Michael Rubin is white, so he's invited.
No, but I think sorry, he is the Monty, Fanatics guy.
Go.
If I could go as Willy Wonka.
Yeah, he could just fucking walk in like the fucking Babadook.
Or like the unknown or whatever from that.
The unknown from the Willy Wonka.
No.
Yeah, no, Michael Rubin is the CEO and founder of Fanatics. So he's the one that fucked up all the baseball jerseys this year.
Yeah. Oh, those like thin pants.
The see-through fucking pants.
Those look like party tablecloths. Like you can see right through that.
Yeah. They're so bad. Yeah, so that's the attire for the Nick Bosa party.
There's going to be a bonfire out back.
There's no candles.
They've provided the wood already. Yeah, they've
I was going to say, you know what the centerpieces are on all the tables. and the menu is all January 6th themed.
Ooh, what
does that even mean?
Like it's got like a custom cocktail list.
What's
like a
cocktail at the January 6th.
The storm the capital.
It's dark and stormy, but it's a white and stormy.
Oh my god. That's so good.
He's got the make amaretto great again.
We're horrible. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta quit. We're gonna get there.
I'm sorry.
Dingers.
Wait, what'd she say?
She said we really hit some dingers.
Ooh, good one. Mark Murphy's.
Oh, that's true.
It's a sledding party, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's going to be Oliver Twist theme because he's going to pretend to be poor for the city of Green Bay.
He's go knocking on houses, asking for money.
Everyone has to wear burlap sacks. The food, they're just serving gruel. Please, city of Green Bay.
And they can't provide the sled, so it's bring your own sled.
They're sledding on trash can lids.
The metal ones, like not the plastic.
I don't know what I would bring. I don't have a sled. What would I bring to Mark? I think I would staple a bunch of doggy bags together.
To sled on?
Yeah.
That wouldn't work. Bag.
Or I could just bring a trash can, I guess. Yeah, doggy poop bag.
What you go through the effort? There's nothing else in your house.
I am running out of trash bags.
So. I've got nothing else to use except dog poop bags to sweat
up. I'm trying to think what else I have.
I stapled together.
What's your largest Tupperware lid? That would even
work. I do have a bookshelf I'm trying to get rid of.
Like, yeah, there you go.
Just bring it and then sell it there.
Do you want this bookshelf that I just put in the snow?
Does anyone want to buy this bookshelf?
It's covered in dirt. and it's wet.
Oh, Sam, we've missed you. I've left this part of the show in a long time.
All right, yeah, that was the last out of the show. Yep. For
shut
sure.
Shut the fuck up. I'm right. gonna throw a pitch at your head.
That doesn't work.
It does. Hit by pitch.
All right, fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Well, Sam, we appreciate you hosting with us and being our pinch hitter for the week.
bitch.
She will be back more. We're going to discuss post show on how often, hopefully often, because this has been fantastic and we've missed her. I can't stand Monty, so I need a buffer. I can't do it.
Yeah, we need a designated hitter every now and then.
It's always the end of the show. The things just get.
I know, because I like look at my. I look at my.
You're like, my list. What did I not say?
Yeah, because I have a lot.
No one made any references to mounds.
Would you like me? Never mind.
We should have when we were talking about Devin Hester.
We were talking about Devin Hester. We talked about Jair. We talked about Keyshawn. Mound. Come on.
They can have my mounds.
Yes. There we go.
There we go.
They can store man. My mound.
Store.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, on that note, Sam, where can the folks find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Samwich, SamWichh. And I will also be back. I should probably start writing again.
You guys are supposed to be writing.
Yeah.
I know. Well, the
off-season, it's not required.
I don't think Acme wants me writing during draft season.
So my plan is
not going to be a good. Yeah. So
I'm going to get back to writing after the draft, after we know what the team kind of looks like.
Yeah,
we'll get to writing again. So,
Monty.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter.
Acme Packing Company. That's where you can find her writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. I am at Ferd Turgeson, FERD_TURGESON. And also Fridays on the Pack a Day podcast with Camille Davis and Dan Kotnick.
Can they find you anywhere else?
Oh, yes. Also, currently every week on Saturday.
What if he just said no?
No. You know what? After this past episode, I don't blame him not wanting people to hear. It was really fun. It was a very fun episode. It was very chaotic.
Yeah, so I am on every Saturday right now with Dusty Evely and Aaron for watching stuff. Right now we're going through the X-Men movies. So X-Men from 2000 will be out this Saturday.
I have not seen any of the X-Men movies.
So you're going to be a guest on the show then, is what
you're
saying.
Oh, God.
You got to watch one. Wouldn't it be funny
if I just watched like the fourth movie with zero context as to what's going on?
And this guy, I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he was there.
My knowledge, because I don't remember a fucking
thing. Yeah, Aaron referenced like two or three movies later. Mm-hmm. Like at least four times during
the show. Because while I was watching it, I was like, is this scene about to happen? And then I was like, oh, that must be another movie. And
that doesn't happen for two movies.
Yeah, I was so confused. It was a mess. The episode is really, really funny. I will say that.
It's good.
I feel like it's one of the goofier episodes. It's really, really funny. So look forward to that this Saturday. You can find me on Twitter at HEROOINE. Don't look for me on Acme Packing right now because there's nothing coming from me, but you can check out a lot of great content there.
Good luck looking for me on Acme Packing.
Right. I haven't written anything in like 2 months because I just don't think I should be having a voice right now with the draft stuff. But
I don't think I should have a voice.
Right. I don't. What do you want me to do? Break down what players I should think that like they should draft? I could probably.
That sounded so oppressed.
Isn't that Women's History Month?
I don't deserve a voice.
I don't deserve a voice in the draft conversation. I really don't. But yeah, you can find me on Acme Packing again, probably after the draft when potentially things happen. We'll see. But Sam will be back
I'll be back.
Promise.
Soon.
Soon. Yeah. Soon. Yeah.
Soon. Hopefully. Well, hopefully in a couple of weeks.
I'll be back soon.
And thank you for listening. We will catch you in a couple of weeks. Go Pack Go.
Bye.
Go Pack Go.